Hello and good evening, my fellow Earthlings here. This is Sriram and this is The Candid Show, brought to you by your host Sriram, and I'm Krishna with me as my co-host today. So once again, I'm back today with another one of the very interesting topics, a topic which is very relevant to the recent times, because obviously since the pandemic, we've all been quarantined inside our houses, so we don't have much of an outlet or we don't have anywhere else to go outside. So most of our time we are inside, we don't have much of an entertainment content also, and the only source of entertainment actually which we are kind of getting right now is from the OTT platforms, especially because obviously since we have a lot of free time in our hands, we generally used to watch movies, etc, but now we just do it more just because of the fact that we don't have anything else to do. And even though school students may have online classes and all, people work from their homes also, they still have a lot of free time in their hands. So I think OTT platforms are providing them an outlet or a very good source of entertainment for them. So most important thing which I wanted to talk about today is the kind of the impact which these OTT has on various other industries, especially this theater industry in particular, I think, because this is something which I want to talk about or shed light upon. Because obviously, as we know, since the OTT platforms have risen, it has kind of had an adverse impact on the theater industries, especially most of the small time theaters also, which we'll be talking about later. And so Krishna, what do you think about the rivalry which the OTT and the theatre industry have these days?
So speaking about the OTT and the theatre platforms, in April or in March, when the lockdown actually came for the first time, all the theatre owners actually thought that this would be lasting for only 1 month or 2 months. So it will be back to normal within May or June. So, but unfortunately, it has increased. The lockdown time has increased. Even though many unlocks are there, till November, the theatres didn't actually get a proper reopen from the government. So, like it was not allowed to reopen. So many films were in due, and we can know that in April, if you see, two or three films opted to choose OTT platforms to release their films, and the theatre owners immediately, all the theatre association, all the members in theatres, so like they conducted a very big protest against the actors and all the film producers, and they told that they won't actually film any other movie acted by the artists, so like the actor. So that became a very big problem, and now if you see, many films are ready to release in OTT. We can see that many South Indian films and even many North Indian films are getting released each and every week in many OTT platforms like Netflix, Amazon, or many platforms like OTT platforms. So we can see that all these theater owners are facing a very big problem, and we can see their income has been cut, and for the past 7.5 months we have been in the lockdown, and it has been a very big struggle for the entire society, and the entire society, it is a very big problem. And film industry, according to the film industry, if you see the theater, except the theater owners, if you see, most of them will be kind of manageable to run their financial status in their day-to-day life. And but if you consider those small theaters, so like those theaters which have only one screen, and it is present in rural areas and it's not big, so those theaters kind of face a very big problem coming to this lockdown, and not releasing of all these films become a very big problem for them. So like they have to actually pay their workers and all the cleaners and all the toilet cleaners and all the screen managers. So like they have to actually give income. So like that is a very big problem for those small time theaters. So like small theaters which have one screen, and yeah, they have to actually, all the workers have to shift to another job completely, and most of them don't get a proper job. So the financial problem is actually increasing day by day. And yeah, I think now many films are opting to release their films in OTT platforms.
Yeah.
And it is the decision of the producer actually, but not the actors. Their job is only to act and get salary. So like it is the producer's film who has invested in the film, and it is his decision to whether wait and release in theater or like to release in another OTT platforms. So like the entire blame actually shifts to the actors. So like if any big stars film gets released in the OTT platform, the entire media actually kind of oppose their actor. So like they get very annoyed due to the announcement of its release in OTT platforms. So Sriram, what do you think about the OTT platforms are getting a very big gain during this lockdown period.
Yes, you know, Krishna, since I think most of the platforms, even recent platforms also, have been, a lot of new platforms also have been popping up, I think, because this COVID, this pandemic has kind of like given a lot of industries, at least some of these industries, a good amount of boost, I think, and OTTs, I think, just one of many, I guess. Because obviously, since people have a lot of free time in their hands, I think the content, there is a clear lack of content or there's a clear reduction of content, obviously. So I think this is why most of the platforms have been kind of pushing out more and more content, especially in these past 5 to 6 months, I guess. And this trend is obviously going to continue only because obviously we don't know when the lockdown is going to end, or we don't even have a clear idea as to when this pandemic will end. So obviously, till the pandemic at least comes to a standstill, or at least if it reduces up to a certain extent, I think OTT will be ruling. And even in the future, if you talk about future trends also, I think OTT is probably the kind of like has a very good future also, obviously, and has got its own advantages. Obviously, you can watch it whenever you want, you can watch it at the comfort of your home, you can watch it with your family, etc., etc. All those comfort and going to the theater and stuff like that is always feeling like a commitment these days. So I think obviously if you look about it in the future, obviously OTT has got a very bright future, and who knows, maybe they might even take out subscription kind of a standard on the OTTs. They might even reduce the cost. Obviously, if they get more and more consumers, the cost is going to be reduced, obviously. So I think thinking about the future right now, I don't think theaters will survive any longer, or if you see the current trends also, I don't think there is a very good positive hope for theaters. And I hope, obviously, and I also hope that theaters do exist, at least not completely go vanished at least, because obviously, as you know, the theater experience which you get when one gets while watching it is obviously completely different, and any platform or anything for that instance cannot equate to it. So I think in that way, I hope the theaters do exist, but the future definitely looks very bright for OTT platforms. Yeah.
So yeah, as we told that all these theaters were in lockdown, so like it was not allowed to reopen until November or like this Diwali season. So they were facing a very big struggle. And yeah, as you told that certain films are meant to be seen in theater for its theatrical experience. So like the sound quality and the visual effects. So like it is only suitable in a place where place like theater, where we can experience the complete cinematic experience. So that is not actually possible in OTT platforms. But the OTT platforms, the only positive point in it is that we don't have to go out and infect ourselves. So we can sit with our family and enjoy the film with, yeah, together with our family. So that is the very big plus point of OTTs. So Shiram, I want to ask you is that all these big star films, so like all the big celebrities films are getting released on the OTT platforms, whose film were filmed only for the theater experience, so like only for theatrical release, but they have changed their mind and keep releasing their films in OTT platforms. So do you think the blame on the actors by the theater side or the general public side is right?
I don't necessarily think so, because obviously any kind of an actor or any kind of a director for that instance generally wants to have a very good first day or very good first screen, and obviously theaters are the only kind of a source which kind of provides you, which kind of give you a very good gauge as to how good a movie performed, because obviously the amount of audience you get on your first day is kind of reflective of the how good the movie is. So this, the fact that OTTs kind of have taken over, and the fact that people these days go to OTT for actually kind of screening more of their movies is kind of a bad sign, because obviously you cannot tell the actual quality of the movie. Since you're in a household atmosphere, you cannot actually gauge the quality of the movie. And obviously the theater, the pheromones going on in the theater, the audience shouting, etc., etc., all of these do not come into play, and obviously that is going to impact or maybe skew the audience's judging mentality a bit. We can also, I think there is a lot of examples for this also, because of obviously if you see some of these movies, even though they have been released on OTT and fans are definitely happy, at least one part of the fans at least, but the people who kind of have waited for a long time, the people who are wanting to see these films on the big screen, that's a very big letdown for them. So they will have a kind of a bad image on the actor, or maybe whoever the cast is involved in the movie, not necessarily on the movie as a whole, but they will definitely have some kind of a hatred or some kind of a anger towards the concerned movie star or director or whoever is responsible for it. So I think there is definitely a very big problem or a very big difference when the theaters kind of when the movies kind of hits the theaters versus the theaters coming up, versus the movies releasing on the OTTs.
Yeah, as you told that all these theaters now have been only allowed up to 50% of occupancy.
Yeah.
And most of the general public think that why should we go to theaters and infect us? Why to take such a risk? And they sit at home and prefer OTT. But this hardcore fans and general cinema lovers, so like they kind of have a very big hatred towards the cast involved in the film or the producers or the mainly the actors. So I hope that this situation changes and this situation gets better according to the film industry.
Yeah.
And speaking about the films, those were filmed for the theatrical release. So like now seeing the lockdown situation along with this COVID and all these 50% occupancy of theaters, so like seeing all together, we can see that in future the directors might actually write the script according to the OTT platform's release. So like no special effects will be strained on the movie. So like these all changes would be made, and the directors mainly would make the movie for a OTT release. So like Amazon and Netflix are ruling in the OTT platform.
Yeah.
And moving on to the next topic I want to talk about is that the Indian government has taken over the censorship act on the all these OTT platforms. So like in Netflix or Amazon or etc. So like they have implemented this censorship rule in all these OTT platforms. So do you think it is actually it is actually a right move by the government?
Yeah, definitely. I think this is good move, but obviously I think this has got its own advantages and disadvantages as well, because obviously I'm all up for the censorship on OTTs, because obviously I know very well that there are a lot of profane scenes, a lot of vulgar scenes, a lot of sexual scenes on some of these OTT movies, which sometimes is clearly well above the line, and I that is kind of happy to hear that there is some kind of a regulatory body for this. But on one side, you kind of think that since they are going to be starting to censor every single bit of detail. So for example, if any one of the movies kind of obstructs any one community or religion in particular, obviously they're instantly going to jump on it. And obviously, since the amount of pressure in India for any kind of religious issue is very high, so they'll be obviously be forced to take out that particular scene. So if this kind of a trend continues for a different languages, different scenes, and each and every time if a movie kind of obstructs or kind of irritates or particularly targets any one community knowingly or unknowingly, and every time if this happens, I think that will destroy the spirit of movie making. I think directors won't want to do movies at all. Probably we'll see a decrease in the OTT releases also, because if there is heavy stringence on OTT release platforms, why will the director want to post on it? That mainly the idea of OTTs right now is to kind of give the movie a free voice, a voice of its own, so that there isn't any kind of an obstruction to it. So I think that will be the only very big downfall of it, is that or even in this case, even if you set up an organization for this, I think it has to be this kind of regulatory body where it is completely an unbiased set of people, or people who are not heavily driven or do not take decisions based on religious problems. Because as I already told you, there are so many communities, so many religions in India, and each and every time the movie kind of obstructs and they kind of censor it, and there is no point of making movies. And obviously people are actually partially to blame for this, I think, obviously, because people are the ones generally who rise up to do anything. So I hope the people kind of go gentle on movies in the future, because obviously, you know, movies are like, basically movies, like it has its own language. There is a message to it, there's a message to convey. Sometimes the message is strongly, sometimes strong against any one of the communities, and I think it is, maybe you can make it a big issue if it seriously obstructs you. But if it is something which is not on a very big scale, I genuinely hope you don't raise a big voice to it. So I think to give a general idea about it, and even to talk about one more thing, I think this is also very important which I want to talk about. So many of the other countries, for example, Singapore actually has a regulatory body which actually has a constant check on the OTT platforms. And the service providers in Singapore especially are kind of have to kind of display all of the elements which are kind of not good for the movie. So for example, nudity, drugs, sex, violence, etc., etc., which Netflix does right now, if you noticed. And also in even UK, there is heavy scrutiny for most of these OTT platforms also. And Australia also has another kind of a governmental body or legislation act which governs OTT sector. And many other countries like Indonesia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, etc., etc., have strict regulations. So I think it's high time that India also gets one. But I hope the regulatory body which we set up for this is not extremely kind of violent towards the people, or who's not like at least very harsh in their decisions, I think. Yeah.
So speaking about the OTT platforms and the censorship, we can part it into two types, with that OTT platforms is getting censorship by the government, and we can see other not only this is going to affect the general public's opinion on the movie or any other content, but we can see that Instagram, Twitter and many other social media platforms are racing with all these abusive contents and adult contents. So like there are many adult pages in it, so like it is very hard for the government actually to sit and manage each and every account and block each and every account that posts all these adult contents. But don't you think the government has made a very good, very right decision on applying a censorship to all these OTT platforms, where all the films and TV shows are limited to the certain OTT platform?
I think that is definitely good. Obviously, as I told you, I think this has its own sets of advantages, and I think this is definitely a good move. And also, as I pointed out, many of the foreign countries, many of the other countries also have this in place, especially UK, which has a very strict regulation. So I think this is high time we get one. But the only problem, or the only kind of issue which I face this is that we can kind of get a good regulatory body or a non-biased kind of a regulatory body with this, because obviously the people who are on that regulatory body are going to play a very important role. They are going to decide a lot of make a very crucial decisions, a lot of important decisions concerning films, and I seriously hope that the government makes good amount of effort to set up good people for this organization. Yeah guys, so that will be the end of today's episode. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and make sure you follow us on Spotify. Also make sure you listen to us on Spotify, and make sure if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticism, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. So that will be it for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.